For Pacifica Radio, I'm Eileen Alfandary. The World Meteorological Organization says 2019 concludes a decade of exceptional global heat, retreating ice, and record sea levels driven by greenhouse gases from human activity. The WMO released its report for the International Climate Meeting in Madrid. Director Petteri Tala says average temperatures for the last 5 and 10 year periods are almost certain to be the highest on record, with concentrations of carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases continuing to mount.
The carbon dioxide concentration is highest in 3 million years, and 3 million years we had 2 to 4 degrees warmer planet than today, and the sea level was between 10 and 20 meters higher than today. So these numbers are already, especially this greenhouse carbon dioxide concentration number is somewhat alarming. This 400 ppm was regarded as a critical level, and we were exceeding that level already 3 years ago.
Tala says oceans have warmed half a degree from the surface to the ocean depths, contributing to sea level rise and a boost in the melting of glaciers worldwide. Yesterday, the president of the Marshall Islands, Hilda Hines, spoke by video link to the conference. She said her island nation is in a fight to the death. Last week, 16-foot swells washed across the low-lying nation's capital.
As we speak, hundreds of people have evacuated their homes after large waves caused the ocean to inundate parts of our capital in Majuro last week. It's a fight to the death for anyone not prepared to flee. As a nation, we refuse to flee, but we also refuse to die.
Marshall Islands President Hilda Hine. The House Intelligence Committee is poised to release its impeachment report outlining evidence of President Trump's dealings with Ukraine. The committee meets this evening to vote on adopting the report before sending it to the Judiciary Committee. Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff told MSNBC that's not the end of it for his committee.
So even while Judiciary does its work, we will continue investigating. We're continuing to issue subpoenas. We're continuing to learn new information. That work goes on. But we also feel a sense of urgency. This is a president who has sought foreign intervention in U.S. elections twice now, and even in the midst of our impeachment inquiry, is again out publicly saying not only should Ukraine do this, but China should also investigate my opponent.
President Trump is in London for the NATO summit, where he accused Democrats of being unpatriotic. House Republicans on the Intelligence, Foreign Affairs, and Oversight Committees issued their own 123-page minority report. It argues Democrats failed to establish that Trump committed any impeachable offenses. President Trump launched a verbal attack on his French counterpart, Emmanuel Macron, over the French leader's criticism of NATO. As prime ministers and presidents of the 29-member alliance have converged on London to mark NATO's 70th birthday, Trump told reporters Macron's comments were very, very nasty. The French president had lamented what he called the brain death of the organization, due in large part to a lack of U.S. leadership. During the 2016 presidential campaign, Trump himself described NATO as obsolete. He has since tempered that criticism. Relations between the U.S. and France are also particularly strained this week after the U.S. Trade Representative proposed introducing tariffs on $2.4 billion in French goods in retaliation for a French tax on global tech giants. Trump spoke out on that issue as well.
If anyone's going to take advantage of the American companies, it's going to be us. It's not going to be France. And so we're taxing, as you know, we're taxing their wines and everything else. And we have a very, very big tax to put on them.
The French finance minister, Bruno Le Maire, said the U.S. tariff threat is simply unacceptable, and he threatened a response. Le Maire said the French tech tax is aimed at establishing tax justice. France wants digital companies to pay their fair share of taxes in countries where they make money instead of using tax havens to avoid taxes. France is pushing for an international agreement on the issue. The United Nations says about half of Zimbabwe's population faces severe hunger amid a devastating drought and economic collapse. The World Food Program said there's a vicious cycle of skyrocketing malnutrition that's hitting women and children hardest. It plans to more than double the number of people it helps to more than 4 million, but says overall more than 7 million people are in need. A United Nations expert on the right to food has said Zimbabwe is on the brink of man-made starvation and that the number of people needing help is shocking for a country not in armed conflict. I'm Eileen Alfandari for Pacifica Radio.